This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She is no longer producer Jessica. She's pole dancer Jessica.
No, we have to come up with a name.
Oh, I do need a pole dancing name.
Oh, let's think on that for just a second.
I do need a pole dancing name.
So producer Jessica decided to start taking a pole dancing class. It's a great way to get in some great exercise, strengthen your core.
Right.
And it's super fun.
I went for my first class last week. I was so sore, but I enjoyed it so much. So I signed up for some more and I went yesterday and for my lunch break.
I love how you did it on a day that we weren't going to be around. You didn't have to really tell us about it because we are hanging out downtown, getting ready for opening day.
It was
a good way to sneak out and do it.
That's how I do.
All right. You're not walking quite as poorly as you were
after
the first time you tried it.
No, I think my body's starting to get used to it, but I am a little sore in the legs. We did a lot of lunges and things like that. This one was more dancing. I didn't try to do any of those fancy tricks, which I was okay with.
I'm fascinated by this entire thing. I'd actually like to watch. I mean, it's kind of weird, but I'd kind of like to see what.
Take a class.
Are there dudes there?
There's actually a guy instructor at this place.
For a pole dancing class?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about any kind of Olympic gymnast. They could do that class easy.
Sure, so, they could. I just don't know if they do. So a dude is an instructor?
Yeah, in fact, I got to show you his picture that they use on the app for his classes because it's so cute. Hold on.
Is it cute or hot, Jess? Come on, be
No,
honest.
It's adorable. He's okay. Up on the pole with, like, holding an acoustic guitar.
I'm not kidding.
I can play the guitar and spin.
So he's balancing himself with his core and his legs on the pole and holding an acoustic guitar?
Telling you. I'm going to show you. Hold on. I have to show you his picture. Man.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, he's a pole fitness coach with 18 years of performance experience. I mean, this is
sure,
no joke.
Makes sense.
This, you know, you think pole dancing. I'm sorry. You think strippers.
Yes.
But this is obviously not that.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to poke fun at you a lot, Jessica. It's part of my job, but I have nothing but mad respect about this. This is just coming outside your comfort zone, doing it. You said you were going to do it. You're doing it. Mad respect.
I'm doing it in the loosest sense of the term is because I'm going to the classes. I'm not great at it yet, but my goal.
Well, how could you be?
I was in the class yesterday, and there's these women that have definitely been doing this for a long time. They're in the super high heels. They know every step to every dance. They just know exactly
what they're doing.
Sure.
I'm not ready for the heels yet. I want to be able to make sure I can stand and do things, and then maybe eventually I'll add the heels. Maybe one day you can come with me.
Please make that happen. Please take Tamara to a pole dance. I think she would be good at it, actually.
I already go to the gym. I think John should take the pole dance class.
I mean, I could really use some help in my core. I would be so into. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't do it. I'm too intimidated.
Vertica Fitness is the place we're going. I know their owner, Caitlin, is a listener. So, Caitlin, if you're listening, John wants to take a class. So, let's set it up.
Can I do one-on-one?
Well, yeah, maybe we'll get the male instructor. So, maybe it'll make you feel a little more comfortable.
You know what? I totally understand that, John, because you're self-conscious about it. I would be, too, on the first one. I totally understand this. You put this in the same category, okay, that I have this goal set up this year, and I've been working really hard to be able to do a pull-up or a chin-up, which is very difficult because you're lifting your own weight all the way up, and you could have this goal of hitting a landmark with your pole dancing class.
There you
producer
go.
Jessica and John, you taking the class, I think, is a good enough goal.
I thought my goal was having my storage unit cleaned out, not taking a pole dancing class.
Well, I think this one's a little more attainable.
And your girlfriend's gonna. And let's be honest, your girlfriend's gonna clean out the storage. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
By clean up, she means throw out everything. Congratulations, Jess. You're doing it. Proud of you. Proud of you, kid.
Thank you.